Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, October 8th. And today, all the hot takes you could ever want coming from you guys today on the podcast here with Locked On Pistons. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host and a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Welcome to the show. Spread the word. That's all we ask of you. It's a free podcast. I'm trying to make a buck on the show now, so help me out and throw it up on your Facebook wall or something. Tell your friends at the bar. Put a link up on social media and say, hey, I listen to this daily Pistons podcast from this guy, Matt, who has a tremendously sexy voice. He works hard at it, and if you want to get into the NBA this year, give it a shot on this podcast. And there, you've done your part for the season until I ask you to maybe do it again mid-season or so. But thanks for making us part of your daily routine. Like I said, spread the word about the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about going back to Friday's preseason blowout loss in San Antonio. I feel like that happened a long time ago. I was at the Michigan football game on Saturday all day against Maryland, and then the Lions triumph on Sunday afternoon in downtown Detroit, a tired little guy here on a Sunday night in Michigan. But we're also going to hear from you guys and get the hot takes on the upcoming Pistons season, your bold predictions for the Pistons this year. I'll also reveal a few of mine at the end of the show and look ahead to tonight's home preseason opener against the Nets, which will be followed Wednesday by the home preseason finale against the Wizards. Just for context on where we're at here, the Pistons have three exhibition games remaining before the season gets going. Tonight against the Nets at Little Caesars Arena, followed by Wednesday against the Wizards, also home. And then the Pistons and Cavaliers will play on Friday night at the Breslin Center at Michigan State University. And then 1 week from Wednesday, the season opener against the Brooklyn Nets at Little Caesars Arena, 7 o'clock start there. By the way, according to Pistons.com, all three of the preseason games this week, like I said, tired little guy. So gonna battle through the podcast here on a Sunday night for you guys. But the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, all three of the games this week are on Fox Sports Detroit, all 7 o'clock starts. So no more streaming, no more risking the malware on the laptop there. But also maybe the return of George Blaha to our lives, hopefully, in Special K, Greg Kelser as well. Not sure, maybe Mark Champion or Matt Shepard or something will be on the broadcast for preseason games, but the George will be here soon, and all will be well in Pistons fandom. But give us a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and then give us a like on Facebook as well, Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Maybe you could put a link to the Facebook page when you put up that nice little post that you're going to put up on your Facebook wall telling your friends about Locked On Pistons. But is your company looking for a new way to reach customers? Your company could be mentioned right now, right here on Locked On Pistons. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors they hear on their podcast shows. Our demographic is 98% males, except for maybe our handful of lady listeners out there. What's up, ladies? But more education and more earning power than your traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor this podcast, Locked On Pistons. Email me at matt_shook@yahoo.com to find out more. But like we said, Pistons lose ugly on Friday night in San Antonio, falling to 1-1 in the preseason. It was ugly. 117-93 was the final against the Spurs. No Blake Griffin, no Reggie Jackson. Again, we will see if they are available tonight. I was watching some booty stream that a couple of the dudes on Twitter sent to me. Thanks, guys. And it was the same screen, by the way, that you'd see on the big screen. So no commentators, with the sound being basically the in-game arena sound, the PA announcer calling out whoever scored the basket. And I know I'm not the first one to make this complaint, but can we please figure out a way to make these games findable, to make it so, and I'm not even saying it has to be on Fox Sports Detroit every preseason away game, but just like the one last week, the first preseason game, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they had it streamed on their website. It was on thunder.com, very professionally looking, very well done on the website. You'd think that the NBA could tell the home teams of preseason games at the minimum that, hey, you have to at least stream these professionally on the website so that NBA fans don't have to worry about what their laptop condition is going to be like after trying to watch their favorite team for preseason games. Even better would be that the cable TV broadcast, and if they don't want to, you know, send everyone, the whole crew, just have Fox Sports Detroit just carry simulcast the broadcast from the home teams. Broadcast crew or something like that. So here I am watching a game and thinking, like I said, getting a computer virus or something. If I'm going to get a computer virus, let it happen to me on my own time. But anyways, it's just a bad game for the Pistons. The good news, everyone was under 30 minutes of play, unlike the Oklahoma City opener the other day. The same story really for Andre Drummond and pretty much always. Really a pretty good game for him all in all. Good energy, but just brutal on the jump shots that we heard so much about in the offseason. The threes were some of the brickiest bricks I've ever seen. 0 for 2 from three-point land with at least one more missed jumper, too. I want to say a couple mid-range jumpers. It's a few days ago now, so I can't remember completely. But 18 points and 10 rebounds for Dre. 11 points for Stanley Johnson, who has been good through two games. And 11 for Henry Ellenson, who had like a five-minute stretch where he looked as good as I've ever seen him. And I don't know, maybe we can build on that. Bruce Brown got the start at point guard. As I said, Reggie didn't play again. But Bruce Brown didn't really play much early on in the game with the regulars after that, and he got more minutes in the second half as the game got out of hand. Langston Galloway and Zach Lofton each knocked down a couple of threes. And I was just like a proud parent watching some of those Grand Rapids Drive guys at the end. You guys know my feelings that I have for Zach Lofton. He had 8 points in 12 minutes. And then Johnny Hamilton, my large Trini adult son, he had 6 points, three rebounds in 6 minutes, one really good block shot as well. Then he got called for a foul on one, a really nice block. Did not look like a foul. It should have been block number two from him. Trini is the word for Trinidadian. So he's from Trinidad, trying to become one of the first players in Trinidad history to crack the NBA. Probably going to end up, like I said, in Grand Rapids playing for the Drive this year, but maybe he gets a taste of things with the Pistons as well. Some of the ugly numbers, Ish Smith was 1 for 5 from three-point land. I don't know. Stanley Johnson, 1 for 7 from three. Ish Smith seems like he's like the only guy in the NBA who just, he looks like he struggles physically with how far away three-pointers in the NBA are. Like, he looks like he's too small to get it there. Like, he's just too small to shoot threes in the NBA. And I know that we've had Earl Boykins and guys that are smaller than Ish Smith consistently knock down three-pointers in the league, but it just, for him, it just looks like a struggle. Just the way he shoots, it's like he's really, you know, trying really hard to get it up there. But anyway, the Pistons just got smoked. Marco Bonelli made some ridiculous shots in the first half. Still, I thought it was weird that Dwayne Casey could only find minutes for the G League guys in the final 6 minutes of the fourth quarter, other than Lofton, who played a little bit with the regulars. He had to get 29 minutes out of Stanley Johnson on Friday night for some reason. Vince Ellis, like I said last week, made fun of someone on Twitter for wondering why Kyrie Thomas didn't play in the first game. And Kyrie did play on Friday night, didn't really do anything. But Vince quipped back saying, what do you want him to do, play 19 guys or something like that? Well, Greg Popovich played 18 guys on Friday night, so it can be done. So yes, I guess that's exactly what I'd rather see him do. Play 19, 18 guys, whatever it takes. And then, you know, you don't have to play Andre 35 minutes and Stanley Johnson 39 minutes like he did in the opener. And in addition, by the way, Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson didn't play. No John Luehr as well. No Zaza Pachulia. And no Chris McCullough, which was interesting because things got worse for McCullough on Sunday. He was released by the Pistons. Really unusual to see the quick release there, especially given that Chris didn't play in either of the preseason games that he was with the team. But maybe it was a courtesy by the organization to get him out of there so maybe he can try to catch on somewhere else before camps close in the next 10 days or so. But hold on to that Chris McCullough jersey that you bought last week. That will be a collector's item someday and a great throwback costume for you someday as well. But your hot takes are up next and mine later on for the Pistons season. But as we've said, Pistons season is coming next week. Can you believe it? With Vivid Seats, you can attend the game or concerts or shows of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events that you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners of Locked On Pistons an exclusive promo code of $20 off orders of $200 or more. To save even more money, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts in game to the hottest theater or more, Vivid Seats has it all. go ahead and download the app, enter promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all one word, for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help get you to your favorite live event. And I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season. One more great thing to tell you guys about. Get all the NBA previews this week at Locked On NBA, including me giving my Pistons preview. 6 teams a day, 5 days in the week. This week, 30 teams previewed by the local experts on Locked On NBA. Follow Locked On NBA on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On NBA.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, I'm going to give you my hot takes on the upcoming Pistons season, but I asked, and you guys delivered some hot takes as well. And if you've got some leftover ones that you want to send them along or call, you can give us a call or leave a voice message, or you can text the number, and we will use your hot takes on the air this week and even before the season gets started. The phone number to call the new Google Voice line is 810-666-1546. Again, that's 810-666 Vinny Johnson, Joe Dumars, Terry Mills. 810-666-1546. Like I said, ask for your bold predictions for the upcoming Pistons season, and here they are. We will start with the voicemails. First up, it's Rizzo from Macomb.
Hi, Matt. This is Rizzo from Macomb. My bold prediction about the Pistons is I think they make the playoffs and they get home court for the first round. But unfortunately, I don't think they win a round. All right, Matt. Love the show. Bye-bye.
And thanks, of course, for the call. And yeah, that's what Blake Griffin predicted at Media Day as far as the first part, to host a home court series in the first round. I thought that was interesting that Griffin said that. Such a kind of a measured take for him. You rarely see an athlete basically come out and say, you know, we're not getting the one seed, but I think we might be good enough to get to number four in the Eastern Conference. I mean, I think all preseason training camp and spring training type of interviews, you're normally just like, we can be the best team in the league. We can win the championship and all that stuff. So like I said, actually kind of refreshing to hear the honesty from Blake Griffin there. And I think it is certainly possible. The high end maybe being like a 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. And again, that's being very optimistic about this season. I don't see how you have a better record than Boston, Philly, and Toronto. Now that I made that at ceiling number 3 in case one of those teams has some bad injury luck along the way. But on the flip side, I don't really see how the Pistons are any lower than maybe like 11. And that would be like the like I said, the nightmare scenario, the real worst case scenario. 10 would even be really, really bad too. But you could see them maybe being 9, one spot out of the playoffs and still, you know, having something that's within the realm of what they're probably going to have, which as far as that 7 seed and, you know, maybe one spot out of the Eastern Conference playoffs with that 9 seed. So Rizzo says top 4, probably number 4 in his mind from the way he put it. And that could put you up against an Indiana or Milwaukee in the first round, a division rival type of team. So we will see. But next up is Marco, and here's another bold prediction for the Pistons.
Hi, Matt Shook. This is Marco. I'm a pretty big fan. Listen to your podcast every day or, you know, however long you post. But my bold prediction is that Reggie Bullock or Luke Kennard will be in a 3-point contest.
I went back and looked, and man, first of all, thanks again for the call. The Pistons just have not been on the NBA stage, and that's part of being in the middle. That's part of being stuck where the franchise has been stuck, especially lately. Andre Drummond has made the All-Star team a couple of times, twice in the last 3 years, but he's never been a focal point of the festivities or anything like that when he's there. He did compete in the dunk contest the 1 year, but even when reading the preview articles or listening to the preview podcast going into this season like we are, people just are not talking about the Pistons. And you see that too in All-Star Weekend over the past few years. The Pistons have never won a 3-point contest or a dunk contest as a franchise. Tobias Harris did compete last year, but he was freshly traded, a member of the Clippers for a few weeks by then. Chauncey also competed after his Pistons days, but he was on the Nuggets 2010 for the last time that he competed. So the last Pistons player to compete in the 3-point contest was Rip Hamilton in 2008, which is more than 10 years ago now as we look at the counting of the number of seasons. Rip Hamilton was an also-ran in that contest. There were 6 players in the contest. He was outside of the top 3 and the bottom 3 with Steve Nash and Peja Stojakovic. That year, Chauncey did compete twice as a member of the Pistons as well. In addition to his one time with the Nuggets, he competed for the Pistons in 06 and 04 in the 3-point contest. Terry Mills competed for the Pistons in 1997 as well. Isaiah and Joe never tried, and that's it for the Pistons, just those guys. that competed in the three-point contest for the Pistons. And thanks, Marco, for the call. That and as it turns out, as I look through the number, that is a very bold prediction that either of those guys, Kennard or Bullock, will participate in the three-point contest for the Pistons. We will see. Some other bold predictions from the listeners from Twitter. Idris Pearson, that's I-D-R-I-Y-S, Pearson, P-I-E-R-S-O-N. That's the Twitter handle to give him a follow. He says the Stones will be the top three in the league in three-point attempts and completion rate. Obviously, that was some of the hallmarks that Dwayne Casey had the Toronto Raptors at last year. Stan Van Gundy had the Pistons, I believe, at number five, I think, in completion rate, make percentage. But attempts, they were more of a middle-of-the-pack type of team, 13, 14, or 15, I want to say, off the top of my head. I like to remind folks, though, that they were right there with the Golden State Warriors in terms of their three-point attempts. So it's not like they were really far off from some of the teams that are the quote-unquote, you know, masters of making that happen. Obviously, the Warriors, probably the best three-point shooting team in the league, all things considered, especially when you throw in the playoffs and all that kind of stuff as well. So we will see if Idris is right about his bold prediction. Our guy, Joe Truck, on Twitter says, I will be so defeated by the end of the season that I'll start to skip writing recaps out of sadness again for the third straight year. End quote. We know Joe on Reddit puts up those recaps at the end of every year, every game, very insightful. Check those out. And Joe, I feel you, man. It's been tough to put out the podcasts, especially towards the end of last season. Thankfully, we had the Griffin trade to provide some excitement. And then we talked about the playoff chase for a little while there, and then the questions about Stan Van Gundy's future. So there was some things to talk about. It's been a rough three straight years, like he said, where he's dropped off on the recap. But we'll see if the Pistons can make it interesting and make it interesting all the way through the spring and get ready for a playoff performance coming up soon. From Facebook, there were also some few from you guys. Jordan Sharforn had a few. He says, Blake, if healthy, becomes a top five MVP candidate. Love the optimism, Jordan, on that one. And it's worth remembering that despite the injuries that's kept him out of a lot of these last couple of seasons, I mean, when he's healthy, the last time he's been healthy, which is the biggest caveat, the biggest problem a few years ago, he was third in MVP voting one year. I think the year that Kevin Durant won MVP and LeBron was second. I believe Blake Griffin was third in MVP voting that year. And again, that's a while back when you look at it now at this point. But Blake had the healthy offseason, and maybe he works on refining his game and working on some of the variety of things that he can do to help his team going forward. Jordan also says, Luke, top five in the association in three-point percentage. Now, a lot of you guys love Luke Kennard, and I like Luke Kennard too. I think he takes some step forward, but I think maybe there's a little bit too much optimism for where Luke's going to be in year two. I think he takes some step forward. And to say that he would be among the top guys in three-point percentage in the league isn't certainly out of the realm of possibility or anything like that, but just watching Luke, I think he pulls the trigger a lot off balance sometimes, and that's going to hurt him. When you're talking about three-point percentage, you're probably talking about guys that are either, you know, the elite Steph Curry type shooters or guys who kind of pick their spots, like Reggie Bullock last year. Reggie Bullock wasn't shooting a three last year unless it was teed up for him. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's playing his role and he's knocking down open shots. But Luke Kennard is more of a guy who's going to throw up some more off-balance ones. So I don't know if he's going to ever be at that Kyle Korver type of level or whatever at the top of the three-point percentage charts. But we'll see if Jordan's right on that one. Jordan also says, Dre continues to improve shooting, hits 30% on threes and 65% from the stripe. So a little bit of a 5% more uptick on the free throw percentage, that which everyone, including me, was happy with last year, given his history with the free throws. But 30% on threes, again, that's asking for a lot. Jordan, like, I asked for bold calls, and he's given them to us, and we'll see if how many. And of course, if he's hitting 30%, then you got to assume he's putting up one or two at least a game, or one or two or so a game, because it would be justified if a guy like that is hitting 30% in his first year of really giving that shot a try in his repertoire. Jordan also says the Pistons finish as a top four seed in the East and get home court. LCA attendance skyrockets the last half of the year. And I think that's that. If you're right on the first one, you'll probably be right on the second one. If this team is a winning team for the entire season, Little Caesars Arena and Pistons fans will probably come out and check out this team. And a lot of people will be checking out this team for a first time in several years. It's not so hot takes that the Pistons become the best and most interesting pro sports franchise in Michigan. Doesn't take much. Although, like I said, Lions 2-3, nice win on Sunday. Jordan posted this before the Lions win. The Lions are interesting. I will give them that. That is always a team that's interesting. By the way, check out Matt Derry at Locked On Lions. I know I mention this almost every podcast, but I'll fit it in right now. Locked On Lions, the podcast, daily look at the Detroit Lions. Check that out, too. And then finally, or not finally, but Oscar Red, my buddy Dan and his Facebook alias there, he says the Pistons will barely miss the playoffs to ensure a low draft position. So not very bold and very frustratingly familiar for many of us. And then to pony off of that, my guy Daniel from Australia jokes, just make the playoffs. And it's rough that that might actually be bold these days for a franchise that has made the playoffs one time over the past 10, 11 years. But yes, let's start there. Let's start with making the playoffs and hope that Daniel's bold and maybe not so bold prediction is right from down under there. But like I said, if you have some more, please send them along to me on Twitter through email, or also use the phone number 810-666-1546. But Locked On NBA never went away and is still here for you every single day. Locked On NBA is your daily NBA podcast. Every Monday, get the local experts on the biggest stories, and then stay with Locked On NBA all week long with daily 30-minute podcasts on everything going on around the league. Follow for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On NBA. I'll have my hot takes for you here next. We'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, and I got some bold ones here for you too, some spicy takes. First, I say the Pistons do not pick up the team option on Henry Ellison's fourth season, which is you have to do before the third season starts for the rookie contracts, creating an awkward quote-unquote show-me season for the third-year guy out of Marquette coming up soon. Most of the time, these are no-brainer pickups, as we saw right before last season with Luke Kennard, or with Stanley Johnson and Henry Ellenson going into year two. With how disappointing it's been at times for Ellenson, the Pistons might be better off putting some pressure on him and relieving them of the salary obligation for him going into that fourth season. I think it's about $2.8 million or something like that. But if he's a player who's not going to be useful, that money can be spent picking up a veteran minimum or something like that going forward. And if Henry Ellenson has a good enough season, maybe, and of course the leverage is then in his court, if he has a good season and becomes a free agent, maybe you can bring him back if he's comfortable and fits in with Detroit. And that will cost you if you end up rolling the dice and losing that bet. Like Mario Hezonja in Orlando last year, he had that happen to him where the Magic declined year four before year three started. That ended up burning Orlando as he walked to the Knicks after a good season. My next hot take is that Bruce Brown takes over as backup point guard for the second half of the season. I just have high expectation for these two rookies, especially Bruce Brown. Kyrie Thomas has kind of been a forgotten man in the preseason and throughout training camp as well. And I've said this, if Bruce Brown can take Jose Calderon's third point guard minutes, that's a good thing for the Pistons. If he can be good enough to take Ish Smith's minutes as backup point guard, that has the potential to be a great thing, because I think Bruce Brown being out there with his playmaking, love the swag, love the defense as well. If he can be out there playing major-ish minutes, and major-ish, no pun intended there, but yeah, major of Ish's minutes for the Pistons, that could turn this franchise back to the days when we had a defensive backcourt that was something to be reckoned with the Detroit Pistons, which was a staple for many years. The third hot take that I have, and it's unfortunate that this is a hot take, but I think that John Luehr comes back and has a pretty good season and compliments Blake and Andre off the bench and in lineups with those guys on the court as well. I think he's just been a forgotten man by us so much over time. If he's healthy, he's got a chance to open some eyes and make Stan Van Gundy, the general manager, look good a little bit here in year three of the four-year deal that he got. He was billed as a guy who could knock down threes a little bit in Phoenix, and he was so bad at it in his first season with Detroit, especially in the second half of the year. But I think he bounces back. I think he knocks down some shots, gains some confidence when he's healthy, and becomes a valuable part of that bench. So those are my three hot takes. I'll have some more predictions as the season gets closer, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the numbers and who's the playoff teams. The rest of the week, we've got shows coming up with the Central Division previews for Indiana, Milwaukee, and Chicago coming up. We got those in the bag, or not in the bag yet. We haven't taped them yet, but I'll also have my predictions for the playoffs, and we'll get those on paper before the tip-off a week from Wednesday. But send me your predictions, by the way. Get your eight West playoff teams seeds in order. Get your eight for the East as well in order. Then give me your conference finals predictions and NBA finals predictions as well. And just email those to me at Matt_Schuch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com, since it's probably too many words for the Twitter. You can post them on Facebook as well, but I'll hold on to them throughout the year. We'll share some of those when I share my predictions, and hopefully then we'll figure out who won at the end of the season. We'll find out some sort of prize to hand out to the winner too. But give us a follow on Twitter at Matt_Schuch, S-C-H-O-C-H, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Check out the Facebook page. Give us a like at Locked On Pistons-MattSchuch. And we've talked about Pistons season coming up next week. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. That discount is only for first-time users, by the way. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app, enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime, and let Vivid Seats help get you to your favorite live event, and I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season. This is your host, Matt Schuch, saying thanks for listening. Have a great start to the week, everyone. We're almost there, a week and a half from Pistons season beginning. Have a good one, everyone.